What if the two things, or what is worth it there?
I coming.
Hi, Jack. How are you to work this radio before? It's the same technique.
Just, that's what I like.
You want to sit over there, Charles, at the Ritz?
Yeah.
I hear some sawdust coming out of here.
Oh, it works. Somebody's dead.
Well, I don't know how far I feel sick. If I hear you with the head of the bed, how do you want to
light it? A little hot.
Come forward, put your elbow.
Can we get that six?
Is this not a little?
Did a room?
I can leave the house.
Yeah. 2 minutes for the hearing, 40 seconds. Take our verdict. Wow. result, we face the possibility of temporary fuel surcharges and some increases in fuel prices. This is a serious challenge, but we have the ability to meet it. If our energy resources are properly developed, they can fulfill our energy requirements for centuries to come. What is needed now is decisive and responsible action to increase our energy supplies. Action which takes into account the needs of our economy, our environment, and of our national security. And that is why I am moving forward today on several fronts. I am sending quantitative controls. Can I start over again?
We've got problems here.
Our energy needs, and meet those needs without sacrificing our environment, or endangering our national security, so that we can continue to build a better life, for all of our people in this country.
I'm not going to bring this up. Who's going to go out?
start with.
Whose plan is that?
For centuries to come. What is needed now is decisive and responsible action to increase our energy supplies. Action which takes into account the needs of our economy, of our environment, and of our national security. And that is why I am moving forward today on several fronts. I am ending quantitative controls on oil imports and establishing a national energy office. I am ordering an acceleration in the leasing of oil lands on the outer continental shelf and increasing our ability to prevent oil spills. I am also taking new steps to maintain our vital coal industry. In addition, I am asking the Congress to act quickly on several proposals. One would remove government regulations which now discourage the growth of our domestic natural gas industry. Another would help us establish the research and technological groundwork for developing new forms of energy for the long-range future. And still others would permit licensing of new deep-water ports in our oceans and would open the way for the long-delayed Alaska oil pipeline. Each of these steps can help us meet our energy needs and meet those needs without sacrificing our environment or endangering our national security so that we can continue to build a better life for all of our people in this country. That's it.
Okay. You guys need energy with all that electricity out there too.
Thank you. Yes, officer.